Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Where are the palms? Did you listen closely to Bob as he read the lesson? People were not waving palms, according to Luke's account of the Palm Sunday procession. They were throwing cloaks down on the road. So, I'm not going to ask you to wave your coat around. And it's nice that you all enthusiastically wave your palms when we have the procession with the kids. But do you know what the palm is a symbol of? Why people waved it? It was a form of protest. It was the first century equivalent in the Holy Land of those fists people drew on signs a couple of years ago when they were having the Black Lives Matter protests. They were sticking it to the Romans. But, what does that have to do with Palm Sunday? So if you read my reflection this morning, I referred rather derogatorily to Palm Sunday as Little Easter. And that's because lots of people like to focus on the palm waving. And we have some good music. And then they will skip forward to next Sunday. And everything will be fine and wonderful. Well, before you assume everything will be just fine and wonderful, remember yesterday's weather. It was snowing. And we're still going to have the sunrise service at 5:58 a.m., which is sunrise, in Colburn Park, regardless of the weather. Now, if it's really, really inclement, we'll come here inside the church. But it's important to know that we often bring expectations to things like parades and to processions. You may have noticed I called today's message, Hail to the Chief. And I'm not going to ask Ernie to play Hail to the Chief on the organ or the piano, and he seems to have disappeared for the moment. But that's a pretty rousing piece of music. Who are we playing that kind of music for these days? So I may have told this story in the past, and I'm sorry if I've done it, but bear with me. And now I see Ernie. When I was young, the town in which I grew up had a big parade every summer on July 4th. They also had a parade, I believe, on Memorial Day. And one year, my father's veterans organization was scheduled to be in the parade with a banner. And he volunteered our car to carry those banners. And we had this old Dodge convertible. And I still regret that my mother let that car rot in the side yard after my dad died. It was a great car. I'd love to have had it as an adult. But we didn't get to drive down the boulevard in that parade because we got to sit behind a tank that could not move. So who here has experience with tanks? Any of you served in the Army? They are big. They are heavy. And you may remember that the mayor of Washington said, who's going to pay for road repairs after the parade that the president wanted to have in Washington a number of years ago? And she was not blowing smoke because that tank in our town pivoted to turn down the street, and it sank into the road. No parade. Now, of course, Jesus didn't need a tank. Jesus did not need battalions dressed in their best uniforms. He didn't need a flyover. He didn't need the disciples to show up that day. And yet they did. And yet they did. So Jesus, in coming on Palm Sunday, was not announcing that he was going to be the king. He already was the king. He was not saying, I'm going to be Caesar. He wasn't concerned about Caesar. Jesus was telling us once again that he was the Son of God. Now think about that. The Son of God came for you and me. Think about that. The Son of God is going to go through the Passion before we have the big Easter celebration. And the service is going to take a slightly more somber turn as we progress, because you're not going to get out of Passion Sunday, which is the other name for this day. There has to be some pain. And this isn't God saying, well, no pain, no gain. This isn't like exercising to lose a few pounds. But what, for whatever reason, God's calculus worked out the way it did, we had to have the event on the cross. There was no escaping that. And we'll read the stories later in the week about Jesus praying in the garden and asking, my God, why me? God did not spare Jesus the suffering on the cross. Now, traditional theology will tell us that Jesus did that for you and me. Have you felt that kind of generosity of spirit towards other people? Think about that. I cannot say that I would go to a cross for anybody. And I cannot imagine anybody here would do that. And that doesn't mean I don't care about people here. But Jesus, as we preach, is fully human in addition to being fully divine. So Jesus suffered on the cross. Why did Jesus do that? Because God loves us. So a member of our congregation told me that she had some problems praying for herself during worship. And I'm calling her out on this because I want all of you to hear this. There is nothing wrong for asking God's blessing during a time of worship. Nothing wrong about that. Sure, you should pray for others too. That'd be good. But God loves you. God does not need a big marching band. God does not need a parade. What God wanted wasn't so much the cloaks that were laid down on the road, or if we follow Matthew and Mark, the palm fronds. Instead, what God wants is your heart. Think about that. Are you willing to open your heart up to God? I listened to NPR this morning as I was driving over to church. And I think this probably fell into their let's do an interesting color story. So they were in New Orleans. And as you may know, Mardi Gras kicks off Lent in New Orleans. The bands are all gone. The parades have all finished. And now is the time of the year when the people of New Orleans are invested in Lent. And the reporter had to offer a little bit of a, here is what Lent is, kind of pressing. Which on the one hand was really disappointing, because everybody should know what Lent is about. But not everybody does. And not everybody's marinated in a largely Catholic culture and learns about these things. But Lent does not know denominations. Lent is a vital part of all Christian traditions. So yes, there's still time to repent. There's still time to reflect. Lord knows there's more than enough stuff to pray for these days. If you're ever wondering if God will listen to your prayers, just remember what God did that Holy Week, oh so long ago. Jesus put a target on himself as he processed into Jerusalem. He did that for you. He did that for me. Hail to the chief. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Palm Sunday, and we thank you for the gift of Jesus' ministry. We thank you also for the disciples who followed Jesus, and we thank you for the people who followed him too. And we pray for those who fell away. Please help us to remember them in our prayers and to not be judgmental, because we too could fall away. We ask that you will help us to remain by your side in good times and bad. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.